Mysterio could just show up and put the guys over, and it would be, and people would get a rub from him, you know. But I assume he still wants to perform. And a couple of the, he's been getting jacked. I don't know if he's on steroids or whatever, but they've showed pictures of him. He is jacked now, like biggest I've probably ever seen.
Yeah, he's pretty jacked.
He's big.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Global Force Wrestling though, right now. Rey Mysterio was hanging out with Karen Jarrett, and they're apparently might be signing him soon, just like they're about to sign Taya and
Johnny Mundo
from Lucha Underground. They've already got Drago and some others from Lucha Underground, like King Cuerno. For those who don't know, he's El, how you say that? Fantasmo? El.
Oh, he held El Fantasmo, yeah.
Not to be confused with Fantasia or whatever from WWF back in the day. Phantasmo or whatever.
Phantasmo, yeah.
Which begs the question, is Lucha Underground losing a lot of their guys?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, I guess, I don't know if this is spoilers. I'm guessing if people are watching this, they already know what's going on. But, you know, Pentagon's gone. And
not yet on TV,
well, not
but
on
he
TV,
is.
But, you know,
for real.
Mundo will be, you know, Mundo, you know, I mean, he's been the main focal point. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see where season 4 is going to go, because all your main guys from season 3 are.
I personally feel they should really, really, really think about pushing Son of Havoc and Paul London more, because I think that's two guys they can probably keep. So.
Yeah.
Maybe focus on them a little bit more.
And London needs a second chance. And M-Dog does too. He needs...
And maybe more...
Him and London. Him and
more
London.
Emphasis on Crane too as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have been...
Those are three guys you should...
I have been a Sammy Callahan mark for years. And as Jeremiah Crane, he's awesome. That's an awesome character. But going back to Global Force, of course, the reigning Global Force champion, Alberto Del Rio... He's been in the news a lot lately.
And, you know, I don't know the specifics, but all I know is that hitting a woman ain't cool if that's what went down.
You know, and
Paige, I don't know what's going on with her. I'm not judging her for her personal life or anything, but if the woman's being abused in any way, shape, or form, you know, by another man... Or by Del Rio or whoever, this shit just ain't right.
Now I read that they were saying that she assaulted him, and they're holding her.
Yeah, that's why I don't know the specifics. All I know is that if he did hit her, that shit ain't right.
That is just a toxic relationship, and
that's one thing everybody can agree on, is it just, it doesn't sound like it's good for either person. That's just. Sorry, if either of you see this, I'm sorry, but...
It does.
It just doesn't seem healthy. But who am I to judge, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Cornette said it best, I think, when he was talking about it. He was like, they need to just go away, get out of the spotlight until all this dies down.
Need to decompress somehow.
Yeah, need to just...
Just get away from everybody and...
And now...
Calm it down.
LAX in Global Force, they're currently feuding with Del Rio for the most part, because Conan...
That was a great promo with LAX and Del Rio last week. That was some good shit.
Yeah, Conan...
That was...
People forget, man, Conan can still talk.
Conan... not Conan O'Brien.
Conan
is a great... Besides Barbarian, he's great on the mic. And LAX, man, is like the best stable just about in TNA history. I mean,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great stable.
They're amazing.
I mean, and you can keep doing things with it, you know. These gringos still ain't... that shit, it's edgy. I mean, there's a lot... It offends some people, but...
They've got, you know...
Hey, you
since
know...
The, since Global Force has acquired Impact and everything. We're getting the Super X Cup, which is really cool, which we're seeing different talent from...
Hey, I'm white. I can say gringo.
All over the, you know, all over the world, which is really cool. You know, they're bringing in Ishimori, and, you know, they brought in ACH, and it's just really, really cool. And I'm not sure how I feel about Bruce Pritchard being an on-air personality.
Well, he's a guy that a lot of people seem to just not like.
Yeah.
Almost anybody seems to say, wow, he's a dick.
Well, I saw a shoot, and he was basically...
Never met the guy, but a lot of people have said bad things about
him. He was a kiss-ass to McMahon, but even he said there were some things that McMahon come up with that he was like, we shouldn't be doing that.
As an authority guy, it kind of makes sense because you don't want the guy that's an on-air authority.
And I guess it works
to always be a good guy. I mean,
and I guess it works because, you know, at the end of the day, Jarrett is from the South. And, you know, I'm sure he'll probably gear Global Force, I'm sure, probably more, you know, like it was in the beginning. And Pritchard is from the South.
But,
you know,
while it might have a Southern twang to it, I do like the fact that we're seeing, you know, Sanjay Dutt's X-Division champion,
absolutely.
Like I mentioned earlier, Low-Key's back in the fold, which is great. You got Matt Sydal back, who's been great since he
came
back.
How about Sydal on that thing saying he was going to shoot? Like, just,
I'm curious.
I wonder what he's going to say.
I tell you what, I've been enjoying Impact here lately.
I think Sydal... I've
been
think,
enjoying Grado, too. He's hilarious.
Grado and Joseph Park, man, that's incredible. That's gold right there.
That him finding a wife.
That's worth
great.
Its weight in Global Force gold right there.
But anyway, pyramid schemes aside, it was, you know, I'm enjoying the new talent acquisitions, you know, Marufuji from NOAH, great guy to have, he's awesome, you know.
For those of you that don't watch Japanese
Drago
wrestling,
is there. I mean, God.
For those of you that don't watch Japanese wrestling, Naomichi Marufuji pretty much is the president of pro wrestling NOAH in Japan.
He's a badass wrestler.
He is a legend. And some of the best matches.
Who else did they get? I can't even remember.
They got Ishimori, too.
Oh, Ishimori, that's right.
They got the...
on the tip of my tongue.
And see, Ishimori is their top junior wrestler. And, you know, Marufuji, if you're a fan of Hideo Itami, also back in the day known as Kenta, watch tag team matches that Kenta and Marufuji had together and watch their matches one-on-one. That's some of the best wrestling I've ever seen. Marufuji can go. And he's solid, and he's good, and he can wrestle with anybody. And he's just, I think he's a legend.
Absolutely.
And Drago being there is awesome. Bringing in all these guys, like top guys from AAA and top guys from NOAH, it's just really, really cool. And it sets them apart from Ring of Honor, because Ring of Honor has a working relationship with New Japan. Well, a couple years ago, New Japan helped build NOAH back up. Now, NOAH is in a position where they can partner with Global Force, and now NOAH is getting their name out there. So it's just it's win-win on all sides.
Sounds like a win-win for sure. Which that's gonna be it for this week. Next time we're gonna talk about NXT, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Ring of Honor. And any other little tidbits we might have. We may discuss the Mae Young Classic coming up. But that's going to be it for this week. And stay tuned.